Can we talk? Fine, I'll talk. I'm sorry I called you out in front of everyone yesterday.
Oh, you just got smackballed!
Listen, Sig.
Maya, save your apology for someone who cares, okay? I hate you.
Just stop pretending you give a crap.
Excuse me?
You're not here to make friends. I thought you wanted out.
I do.
Because you think you're better than us.
Do not.
You're even too good to play smackball with us.
Happy?
Physical activity.
Good.
In my class, bad. Straighten this up. Now.
Look, I'm gonna be stuck here for who knows how long.
Stuck?
I'm gonna be here for who knows how long, so I need to make friends. Grace, if anyone can help, it's you. Please, I need to show everyone I'm not a princess. I'll pay you.
Quick tip, if you don't want to seem stuck up, don't pay people to do stuff for you.
So you'll do it for free?
Not a chance.
Describe what happened when you were mugged.
This guy grabbed my purse, tried to stop him, and he hit me.
Where did he hit you?
In the face.
Just one time?
It was more than once.
Left or right hand?
Okay, this is just a lot to take in right now. Can you please reschedule?
I understand it's hard, ma'am. But we need your statement while the details are fresh.
We must catch this man quickly and throw the book at him.
He hit me with his left hand. Tried to get away, and then he hit me again. I hurt my arm, and I think I hit my head.
What about defining details? Height, build, clothing?
He was bulky, tall, wearing jeans and a black hoodie.
Yesterday, you said a blue hoodie.
Yeah, well, things get kind of foggy when you've been hit in the head.
And you've never seen this man before?
Never.
You're sure?
Can I go lie down now?
Our daughter has been through a lot.
If you remember anything else, Ms. Bhandari, please let us know.
What's Hollingsworth's position on voter reform?
Oh, I know this. Or I know this. Oh, I don't know this. My interview for Youth Advisor is tomorrow. This job is supposed to restore my confidence.
I gotta bounce. I'm gonna be late meeting my chem group.
What, you're leaving? I need help prepping for my interview.
What you need is someone with all the time in the world who will adore you. Good luck finding that.
Want some help?
I don't need any drugs, thanks.
Nope. We both know you can't handle them. So, what is this?
It's a job interview. Know anything about those?
Tons.
You know what you're doing, right?
Duh, I watched a YouTube video. Okay, now sit still.
Whoa, did I miss Makeover Monday?
No, just Maya paying Grace for a crazy list of rubber room do's and don'ts.
It's not crazy.
No bright colors, don't show your laptop. Don't suck up the teacher. You really think you can do that?
Well, I have to if I want to fit in. It's the only way I'll survive the rubber room.
Well, who cares? I mean, it's only twice a day.
Doesn't matter. Being in a room where everyone hates you is the worst.
Okay, but just don't turn into that weirdo in the back of the class.
Huh? I bet you'd make a cute weirdo.
thanks for staying home with me. That was terrible. They couldn't even send over a cute detective.
Guess not. Have you told Leo you were mugged? I could call him.
No. No.
Al, I saw what Leo did in Paris. I know what he's like. Look, if you won't talk, I'll call Detective Siever back, see if he agrees with me.
No, Jenna, wait. It was Leo, okay?
God. I was right? Allie, I didn't want to be right, your face.
It was my fault. I was so overwhelmed. I ruined our whole wedding day.
You married him? I knew he was violent.
No, he's just troubled, but he's getting help. Jenna, he loves me.
No, if he loved you, he wouldn't have done this. Allie, I'm calling the police.
No, Jenna, no. I just need time to think about it. Please.
Good? Whoa, I thought you were Grace. What are you doing?
Fitting in.
Today, let's talk about perception. How we're perceived by others. Nice look, Blondie. What's the fastest way someone judges your age, gender, and income?
Wallet size?
Crotch size. Or lack thereof.
Gross, tiny. Any serious answers?
Please not me. Maya, any ideas? I don't know, but I'm judging you on that frumpy old maid outfit.
I expected better from you, Ms. Matlin. The answer's footwear.
Good one. Want to hang out tomorrow after Rubber Room Chicken?
Oh, I have class.
So?
Feeling the confidence.
Oh, that's why I asked for your help.
Maybe I picked the wrong teacher.
How much do you want this youth advisor job?
A lot.
Then you need to listen to me. You need to command the room. Lean forward on the edge of your seat. Look deep into the person's eyes.
And then what?
Use your natural charisma. You're a strong leader. People love you.
They do, don't they?
Plus, you're super handsome.
Even with the side rest.
Now, pretend I'm Mr. Hollingsworth. Really get into my space. Earn the respect of the room. Be poised, but not arrogant.
I'm sorry. Got carried away. You're a good teacher.
Drew, it's cool. You can kiss me whenever you want. But what about your fiance?
She dumped me.
Ready for the next exercise?
I've closed my eyes 1,000,000 times. There you are again, dragging me into the beginning. How many times do I say goodbye before I know you're gone? How many lies do I have to hide to be satisfied?
You're right. I can't love someone that could ever do this to me.
Ellie. I told you a million times. I'm so sorry.
Leo,
I could not sleep last night thinking I hurt my wife.
Leo. I don't want to be your wife.
What?
I want an annulment and then I won't call the cops.
I know.
No, it's perfect and then my parents won't find out and this can all go away.
You mean I will go away? Ellie, please, I don't want to go away. I need you.
I've heard all of this before.
It's different this time!
No, it's not. I just want my life back. My science, friends,
in school.
I cannot live without you, Ali.
I won't.
Supposed to go into the school in the morning, not out.
Yeah.
Skipping class with me to hang out with them.
Sort of. Sorry. I'm just starting to fit in.
I know you do make a cute weirdo. What is she doing here?
I invited her.
Yeah, Grace invited me.
Nice nose ring.
All right, lovers, break it up.
Well, if you're gonna hang with us, maybe you should hold this.
You guys have a gun?
Relax, princess, it's just a BB gun. Madeline, hide that thing. Do you wanna get caught?
Sorry. What did I miss?
Don't worry, it's science. I'm sure I get an A+ like always.
Just want my fresh start to be off on the right foot.
Well, at least you know you'll be safe at school.
Allie, you're back. How are you?
Please don't say anything.
Other than people staring at my bruises in the hall,
I'm okay.
Did the cops catch your mugger?
Not yet, but to be honest, I just want to forget about all of this and just focus on school.
Thanks for coming by in your spare period, huh? Have a seat.
It's an honor to be invited into your beautiful home, sir. Is there something wrong?
Well, that's quite the neck bruise you've got there, Drew.
I'm sorry. I was just,
making out with your girlfriend.
Sort of.
Oh. Boyfriend.
No. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. With all due respect, sir, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about your campaign.
A politician's answer if I've ever heard one.
If we are all done with the hickey talk, I have some ideas for you.
Allie, are you in here?
Leave me alone.
Allie.
I just wanted a fresh start. Why won't he let me go?
I knew it. Leo's still texting.
He's here.
I'm not leaving until I see you. Why do you guys look scared of Leo? You lied about getting mugged?
I didn't know how to say my boyfriend beat me up. Homework doesn't exactly make that card. I just wanted this all to go away, and now he's here, and I just have to tell him to go.
No, no, okay, we are calling the cops.
No, he'll go if I tell him to. He loves me, he'll listen.
You need to listen to us. We love you. And we're calling the police.
Coastal's clear.
Wait.
She's not gonna do it.
Aren't the fish gonna die?
Maybe, no, shoot.
Wait, we'll get covered in water.
Told you she's not gonna do it.
Hurry up or a teacher will come.
Look, I thought you were one of us.
Hold on. Do it. There were no BBs?
What, do you think we're stupid? This is school property. We'd get expelled.
Hey, Maya wanted to get out of the rubber room.
Expulsion would do it.
I can't believe I actually wanted to fit in with you guys. Screw that. I do want out, and you should too. We're treated like criminals.
Well, some of us are criminals.
Whatever, Zig. Call me a princess and be mean to me, but I deserve better. We all do.
Is that him? Suspect confirmed. Go.
This is a mistake. Eddie, tell them.
Sir, calm down, please.
Officers, that's the man that attacked me.
Get him out of here.
Annie! No, I love you!
It's ridiculous. I've never seen that happen to anybody before, so... Looks like someone's happy to see you.
I got the gig with Mr. H.
I knew you would.
You did?
Of course. You're awesome.
I am. Let's go out to our gym, celebrate.
Tell me, you mean a real date?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, a real date.
Oh no, what did Drew do now?
He just asked Zoe out.
I guess some girls like sideburns.
I don't understand. You weren't mugged. Leo did this? Aaliyah, how? You're such a smart girl.
I thought I could fix him. I thought he was getting better.
Getting better? Please tell me this only happened one time.
He loved me. We could have been perfect. It wasn't supposed to turn out like this. I could really use a hug right now. Mom, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. This was not your fault.
But I disappointed you guys. Again.
Betty, even though we don't understand, we still love you.
If 55% of first impressions are based on appearance, what's the next most important thing? Again, with the silence?
The words you use?
Actually, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Correct. 38% of first impression is determined by tone of voice. You coming, Matlin?
You talking to me?
You stood up to us. Pretty brave.
Really, Zig doesn't think so.
Trust me, you don't want that Zig as your friend. Now, come on, we're gonna go egg Ms. Grell's car. I'm kidding, unless you want to.
So, since we're all friends now, can I get my money back?
No refunds.
I have a little surprise for you. Since you missed your real party. Oh. I even got home spa day stuff. Another present? Annulment forms. Based on what happened, you can void your wedding. It'll be like you never married that jerk, bastard-ass loser in the first place. Thank you for everything. What do you want to do with that ring? Say goodbye to the jerk, bastard.
bastard-ass loser. Now, give me that cupcake.
Don't worry. We'll get through this together.
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. And if I hold out, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.